The College Basketball Experience Transfer Portal Mania Edition for Thursday, April 18th edition on the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at Underdog Fantasy using that promo code TCESGPN to get a 100% deposit match today. Plus, the NFL draft is 1 week away, so get on over there to Old Fashioned Football. They're giving away an autographed NFL merch. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/offcontest or at OFF Contest to enter today. And we're brought to you by, or we're giving away, sorry, $200 in cash for NBA Round 1 Prop Contest. Sign up in the link in our NBA Discord channel today. Welcome, everybody, to the College Basketball Experience, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Moving along in the portal week, I think we got 12 days remaining till it closes. We had some big strikes in the portal today. Kansas struck, Xavier struck, Louisville struck. We'll recap it all. We'll talk a little coaches, talk about who went in the portal. We got some big visits coming up this weekend. Shout out to the chat. We're rolling along. But if you're wondering who you're listening to, I am Moneyline Mac, a.k.a. the former video coordinator for Bob Huggins and Frank Martin, also known as... It's another edition of Mac Tonight over at the College Basketball Experience. Shout out to you guys in the chat. Tim Green, always a loyal Mountaineer. Things are going to be all right, Tim. We're going to start seeing some dominoes fall for our Mountaineers. Weehawk, Sam, don't rank Kansas preseason number one. We want Houston. I don't know, man. I think I may have to give you the kiss of death and make Kansas number one after today. And I don't know if Bill Self's done. David, talking about his Arizona Wildcats. And yes, I did have a beer run. I got my white can, Miller Lite, baby. Free advertising here. They should really sponsor me since I do the show every night and I continue to have a Miller Lite every single night on this show. Dustin talked about his Badgers. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Chucky hit the portal today. Hunter Vic asking why I got out of coaching. To sum it up, basically what we're talking about right now. I wanted to coach, but it hit a point where I did not like the direction of which way this industry was going with the transfer portal, NIL, all of it intertwined together. It's not even that the players get paid. It's just the fact of the culture that college basketball has kind of become. And it's not the NBA. It's not free agency. You don't see guys leaving a week after going to another school. This is like fantasy basketball. And unfortunately, there is no end in sight. We talk about it every single night. College football is even crazier right now. It is what it is. We got 12 days left in this transfer portal. We probably will have another 300-400 names. And, of course, it's guys are going to be filling out their bids. So let's get into it. But first, we got to do a little housekeeping because this is the College Basketball Experience. So make sure you put your questions in the chat that you want to answer it at the end. I'll do my best to get to each and every one. But also, like and subscribe to the channel. Appreciate it. Jason Cruz in the chat. He donated $10. That'll buy me a nice Miller Lite. A couple Miller Lites, white cans for this weekend. Friday, happy hours coming up tomorrow. So appreciate it, Jason. But real quick, I got to get us paid because, you know, the puck drops tomorrow. God damn, it is the Stanley Cup playoffs. This weekend, the Hockey Gambling Podcast got you covered. Tyon, Ryan, and Joel are bringing out each and every series leading up to Saturday's opening games, and they will keep you on your toes with picks, laughs, coming to you all postseason long. Subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcast today. And it's the NBA, or NBA playoffs, so get on over there. $200 in cash for our NBA Round 1 prop contest. Sign up with the link in our NBA Discord channel today. All right, we are back on the college basketball experience. I kind of want to clear up also what I was talking about with Hunter. I meant to respond to your tweet, but sometimes I'm bad with responding on Twitter, X, whatever the hell we call it. It's not that I'm bitter. I just didn't like the direction. I was ready for something to change, or ready for a change in my life. And I like being on this side of things where I can just talk basketball rather than build relationships with families and players, and kind of what recruiting used to be. And then they just get up and leave a year later. And I know a lot of people like to, well, the coaches can leave. Well, the coaches have a part in their contract called a buyout, where the other team has to pay the buyout. They're not paying the buyout from the player standpoint, where, for example, if Kansas poaches AJ Store from Wisconsin, Kansas isn't paying Wisconsin to have the services of AJ Store. There's no contract. It's just fantasy fucking basketball. So a little clarity as I go down my rabbit hole of get off my lawn part of the episode. But let's talk that portal. It is let's lead it right off with the guy I just talked about. AJ Store is going to be on his third school in 3 years, seven schools in 7 years if you go all the way back to high school. We know AJ Store started at St. John's, then he went to Wisconsin, 6'6", 6'7", wing, guard, whatever you want to call him. He's a basketball player. The talent is not the issue. 17 points a game, 4 rebounds. He did struggle to make shots from the perimeter at times this year. But at St. John's, he shot 39%, I believe, as a freshman. I think he's going to benefit more from playing in a Bill Self system rather than that slow Wisconsin Greg guard system. I think Store's actually going to probably excel at Kansas, especially with the guys that they brought in the portal. Zeke Mayo coming over from South Dakota State, the Summit Player of the Year. Riley Kugel, who's going to be a high upside guy, boomer bust from Florida. Dwan Harris, they got the point guard position already settled. They also got KJ Adams is coming back. Hunter Dickinson, we'll see what happens. Either way, I think they're going to be fine without Dickinson. Although I would make the argument that maybe Dickinson in year number two would be much better under Bill Self, knowing what to expect and having more depth around him. Obviously, he still can't guard a fucking ball screen, but he can score the basketball and he can rebound. Bill Self still has to prove it to me that he can win in this era of college basketball. And I know he just won the national championship a couple years ago, but with the way he's done it the last couple years of going heavy in the portal, going after the bigger names, McCullough 2 years ago, Dickinson last year, now Store, Mayo. He's won with the UConn model, with guys that he's developed, come through the program, the guys like Dwan Harris and KJ Adams, and then they took a piece from the portal and developed him, and then they contributed later in their career. If anybody can adjust, it's Bill Self, so I'm not counting them out. They are my preseason number one as of right now, mainly because they have a full roster, but that is something to monitor. I'm not just going to crown Kansas the national champion next year. David's pointing out Perry Ellis. Perry Ellis is there 19 years. But Kansas was a developmental program. They had guys sit behind other bigs. Then it was their turn. They excelled. He's got to prove it that he can do it with these one-and-done transfer types that, or the new era that's developed over here in the last 2-3 years in college basketball. So Kansas is obviously the biggest winner so far in the offseason. Bill Self, after the Gonzaga game, said he was already thinking about next year. Well, he wasn't fucking lying. Store, Mayo, Kugel, all commit. They are rumored to be potentially getting Griffin from Alabama. We'll see what happens with that, how this impacts it. Got to be able to make shots, but they have addressed their depth, address playmaking at the guard position, and Kansas is right now preseason number one. So we'll see what happens with these Jayhawks. Weehawk makes a good point. That's been the formula. That's the UConn formula where you had what, Wilson, Braun, trying to think who else was on that team. Harris Adams were on that team as well. And they added a Remy Martin as a six man. So they blended in that transfer to go in with their culture guys. That's the UConn model that we've been talking about. So, Agbaji. Yeah. How the fuck could I forget the best player? I said Wilson and Braun. Agbaji. Agbaji was the best player. McCormick. Yeah. So all guys that have been in the program, all guys that have developed, been there 3-4 years under Bill Self. And then they blended in a guy like Remy Martin, who was huge in the national championship and Final Four. So we'll see. Kansas has some guys that are coming back with Harris and Adams, and then potentially Dickinson, Murphy. We'll see what he ends up doing. But they're obviously in good hands right now from a talent roster standpoint. I'll tell you who's having a quietly really good portal is Xavier Musketeer, Sean Miller. Dante Maddox, 4-year starter at Toledo, 4-year guard, 16 points a game, 3 assists, 40% from the 3-point line. Comes over, he joins a good class here. Marcus Foster, Hughley. So Sean Miller, they missed the tournament last year, a lot of it due to injuries to Fremantle and Hunter. They're going to be back this year. I think Xavier is an NCAA tournament team, and I think as long as they stay healthy, they got more depth. That kind of is what they ran into last year. Last year was a rare down year. Expect the Xavier Musketeers to be a top 4 Big East team, maybe top 3, or maybe I think the year 2 years ago, his first year, they finished second. So I'm looking forward to seeing the Xavier Musketeers next year under Sean Miller in year number 3. They run a good program, and looking forward to seeing how they bounce back off of last year's disappointment. Personal favorite of mine in the Big 12 was Ali Khalifa. Only got to watch him 1 year. He is going to redshirt this year. He had an injury. He's kind of a point forward type. He's going to go to Louisville, sit out. So he'll probably be in the portal again next year and go to Kentucky because that's how it goes. Javon Hadley, clip that. So when he goes to Kentucky next year, I can call myself a genius. Javon, he's going to join Hadley that we talked about last night from Colorado, Terrence Edwards, James Scott and Ryan Smith from Charleston to, even though he won't play, he'll be a good practice guy and get his career back on track from the knee injury. Or I don't even know if it was a knee injury or leg injury, whatever it was that he's sitting out and redshirting this year. So wish him the best in his recovery, and we'll see if he actually stays and plays at Louisville for Pat Kelsey. This one was a big get for NC State. Dontrez Styles is going over from Georgetown to NC State. He actually started at North Carolina. He's a North Carolina kid. 6'6", 13 points a game, 6 rebounds. Coming back to Tobacco Road. Good get for Kevin Keats. He joins Huntley Hadfield, the kid that's coming over from Louisville, who averaged 13 points and 8 rebounds in that transfer portal class. So looking forward to seeing how Kevin Keats, NC State, build off of the momentum of the Final Four last year. This is a good get for them. This one kind of flew under the radar today. Ruben Chinulu, 6'11", 7-foot big from Wazoo's going over the Florida Gators, kind of a depth piece. We saw the injury with Hodgsmith in the SEC championship game. Sam Alexis already came over from Chattanooga. So Florida's got good they got really good depth in the front court. And Todd Golden, year number 3, I expect them to be an NCAA tournament team once again. Jacoby Coles coming over from TCU. He was a stretch 4 role guy, 10 points a game, 40% from 3. He's going over to Grand Canyon. So the other Drew, Bryce Drew, gets a nice piece. Deshaun Montgomery going over from Mount St. Mary's to Georgia. He was a talented freshman. Had a good year for the Mountaineers. 13 points, 40% from the 3-point line. Making the jump to the SEC. We'll see how it translates. Ole Miss gets another fucking guy in the portal. Devon Barnes, another 6'5" guy in the portal. This guy makes shots, 40% from 3 from Sam Houston. We talked about Dre Davis from Seton Hall last night. Michael Browns Jones from Greensboro and Malik Dia from Belmont. So Chris Beard continues to add those position list guys, 6'5", 6'6", 6'7". That's what he won with the Texas. So another guy in that size range where they could switch everything defensively. Eli Rice from Nebraska to Penn State, inside the Big Ten. He just played in a couple games, freshman, 4 points, shooter. And then last but not least, somebody left Kentucky. His name was Joey Hart. He's going over to Maction Ball State. He only played 7 games, averaged half a point. So that concludes the Thursday, April 18th edition of the Portal. Plenty of names, plenty of rumors. Jeremy Roach, I think everybody's seen where he's rumored to. Jonas Adu, I never can pronounce his last name. Also, potentially going to be a Baylor Bear. John L. Davis, we'll see where he ends up going. Carlisle, if he ends up being an Indiana Hoosier. Vlad Golden for Michigan. We'll see. We'll see. Real quick, let's talk a little coaches on the other side. But first, we got to talk about Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, so our proud sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Oh, man, I don't know. Where's my code? TCE. There it is. Play alongside your favorite players all season long with Underdog Fantasy. Stack winners on top of winners. We got the Bulls Heat tomorrow. We got the Kings and Pelicans tomorrow. Jimmy Butler's out. Who else is out? Zion's out. So look for some overs for, or not overs, hires for some of those role guys over at Underdog Fantasy and stack them on top of winners. Go check out the NBA Gambling Podcast where they're giving out underdog plays left and right, 6-1, 7-1. Underdog's been the best all year. And when you use the promo code, right there, TCESGPN. Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That is the Underdog Fantasy promo code TCESGPN. All righty, we're back on the college basketball experience. I always almost say the Big 12 because I always want to talk Big 12, as you guys know. Coaching changes, a little shakeup across the country. John Calipari and Kenny Payne are reunited in Arkansas. Woo, pig suey. Kenny Payne was with Calipari for multiple years, so this isn't a surprising move at all. Pulling up Kenny Payne's roster. What years was he with Cal? He was with Cal from 2010 to 2020, so a decade. He was associate head coach from 2014 to 2020 before he jumped to the NBA with the New York Knicks, and then obviously the train wreck at Louisville the last couple years. Probably he's a good associate head coach for Calipari. He's going to get players. He's just a good guy to help compliment Cal with his antics. Kenny Payne's more calm, cool, collected. It is ironic that we have the Kentucky head coach and the Louisville head coach teaming up in Arkansas. But this isn't surprising at all that Kenny Payne's going to land on his feet. Just didn't work out at Louisville. Not a head coach, but a good assistant coach. Dusty May at Michigan announced his staff. Mike Boyden headlined it, associate head coach. Brought over some guys from his Florida Atlantic, including Kyle Church, who's been with him since Florida, as well as I'm drawing a blank on his name. He's coming over from St. Mary's. He was Ada Mahaney's high school coach. Noah was telling me that that's the relationship, and that's why they're going to get Mahaney. Noah doesn't realize that every blue blood and their mother is also recruiting Ada Mahaney. So I hope that relationship's good. Justin Joyner. There you go. So we'll see how strong that relationship really is. If you give him a nice bag of cash, that relationship can be pretty damn good too. So, those are the headlines. And Chester Frazier coming over from Illinois to, you know, yours truly, the West Virginia Mountaineers. Frazier, good hire for Darren DeVries. He spent time in the league at Kansas State when they won multiple Big 12 titles, as well as he's been with the Fighting Illini, his alma mater, for the last 4 years, where they won a Big Ten championship, got to an Elite Eight this year. He's a Baltimore guy, so coming closer to home, Baltimore 3 hours from Morgantown. But, yeah, that's kind of quick rapid fire with the coaches, transfer portal. It's time. Let's go best available right now. It's the same as last night. I guess Storrs off the ball. We talked about it, John L. Davis. Cliff Murray over the big kid from Rutgers, Adu from Tennessee, Carlisle from Stanford, Osabar from Utah State, Golden from FAU, Mitchell and Roach from Duke, Garrison from Oklahoma State, Griffin from Alabama. Who else we got? Avila from Indiana State. I think he'll go to St. Louis any day, et cetera, et cetera. You guys know the names. We'll break it when they actually do commit. I want to get to some of your questions in the chat right now. I know I promised you guys. So scrolling through. Where was the one? Any news, Jason? Any news on John L. Davis? I saw that he's going to be visiting Michigan. I know that a lot of troll accounts or the ones that want attention are reporting he's going to Michigan. He may end up at Michigan. He, as of yesterday, he's going to be visiting there this weekend. I know Trey Townsend also visited there. So something to monitor. Sorry, I can't talk. Maddox, good call, Philip. I forgot about that. Maddox, who's going to Xavier from Toledo, did start at Fullerton. He went 2-2, as Philip has said. Good call. Yes, Florida does have a lot of bigs. Kansas is 14-1 to win the national championship. That's not a bad price, to be honest. They didn't make my initial one, but I'll give it out tonight. We'll add that to the portfolio. We got three Big 12 teams so far. Kansas, Houston, Iowa State, and if Baylor gets Roach in a do, I may add Baylor into my portfolio for national championships for next year. So can't get enough of the Big 12. Next year, back to cutting down the nets. Scrolling through, Jason, when's the portal deadline? The portal deadline is May 1st. So except for grad, so that's the one hiccup. Grad transfers can still put their name in the portal whenever and be eligible. But underclassmen that have not graduated have to be in the portal by May 1. That's why you see a lot of these guys that enter the draft also say they're entering the portal as well, because the deadline to withdraw your name from the draft is, I think, mid-May, or maybe it's early June. I gotta verify that. I'm going to look that up for you after the show. It's still, we got 12 days left. There will be plenty more that go in at the last second, plenty that will go back to their schools. Put your name in the portal, declare for the draft, and while maintaining your eligibility. That's my favorite tweet, favorite line. Jason talking also about Michigan looking to upgrade. Weehawk already bet a half unit on his Jayhawks. So trying to hit that 14-1. That's all I got tonight, guys. There's going to be, like I said, weekends are for the visits. There's a lot of spring football games going on right now. So this is the time where you want to get some of these kids on campus, get those deals done before the May 1 deadline. Although they can sign with somebody after May 1. The deadline is to be in the portal by May 1. But like I said, be here every step of the way, recapping the transfer portal mania, as I like to call it. Coaches, the carousel's done with BYU wrapping it up and going the NBA route. So we'll dive into some more coaches, working on some coaches interviews that we're going to have on here in the summer, working on some film breakdowns as well. We got some great things cooking up here at the College Experience for this offseason, get you all the way up to November 4th. But in the meantime, what you can do to help us is get over there, subscribe to the College Football Experience. Colby, Nick, Pat, all those guys doing a great job. They're breaking down each and every week already, looking ahead, doing their draft of which games they're looking forward to the most. Colby's team previews will begin here in about a month as well. Subscribe to the Big 12 Experience with me, Rush and Troy, as well as the Ryan and Rush Show. We dropped a West Virginia staff breakdown. We just talked about Chester Frazier. They got some guys on campus, so go check out all that. And go check out the main sports gambling podcast, where they've got all this draft coverage as well as the old-fashioned football. And, of course, go check out the College Baseball Experience with Noah Beanick. Noah Beanick's breaking down freaking the road to Omaha. It's coming down the wire. David, I do not have any MLB plays, but you can go check out the MLB gambling podcast because they're a day ahead. I don't do mine till the morning. I'm not a diehard MLB. I just go day by day. So, guys, I hope you guys have a great weekend. I'll see you again on Sunday night. We're going to stick to that schedule for right now. Sunday through Thursday nights. Give you guys, Friday, Saturday, have a couple Millers, a couple Fireball shots, a couple Jaeger bombs, couple shots of whatever, whiskey, vodka, whatever you want to drink. Or if you don't want to drink, that's fine. That makes one of us. But guys, enjoy your weekend. That's all I got. This is another edition of... This is the College Basketball Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we are out of here.